Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burrs with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and our thought for this morning is God doesn't make mistakes. Before you hit the floor, praise God, and go, amen, praise God, to work or school or wherever you're going today, you need to understand that who you are is who God has purposed you to be in life, amen, praise God, and you will make it. Praise God, you are, amen, the appointed and anointed one of God, praise God, and God is going to get the glory out of your life. Amen. Too many times we have set back ourselves by the way that we think, amen, I'm not qualified, I don't know how to do it. We are like Jeremiah, praise God. But God said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you. I already ordained your steps. I already had moved by my spirit and predestinated you to be, amen, who you are today. Amen. Praise God. So we as the body of Christ should not allow the enemy to dictate to us, because we know Satan is a liar. We know that he used people in order to tear us down. Amen. Praise God. But at the same time, when God chooses you, amen, praise God, you have become a chosen vessel of honor. And what he does is he brags on you, praise God, to the world, amen, praise God. And he tells the devil that, yes, that's my faithful servant. They're going to make it. They might have started off small, but, amen, in the long run, praise God, they're going to make it. It's not about your size. It's not about how you look. It's not about your color, your race, amen. But it's about the will of God, amen, praise God, because we are the elected, praise God. We are a chosen vessel and a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Matthew 20:16 say, praise God. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. So the last shall be first, and the first shall first last, for many be called but few are chosen. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us, amen, that have gone on ahead of us, amen, amen, are going to be the last. Praise God. And praise God, and we are going to be the first, praise God. God is working this thing out, praise God. Amen. It's not in man's hand to do anything, praise God, but it's in the will of God. Amen, praise God. God doesn't make mistakes. He knew, amen, what would be on your agenda, amen, when you woke up this morning, amen, because it was already foreordained, amen, in the heavens before it came down on earth. He knew who you was going to work with, amen, who you was going to marry, amen, whether you was going to be single like Jeremiah, what you was assigned to do, amen, praise God. So it's not in our mindset, it's not in our little minute mind to think about how to deal with a situation concerning our walk with God, but it's in our mind to say, yes, God, I'll do your will, amen. Just show me where to go and tell me what to do. Jesus said, I can only do what my Father, amen, praise God, tell me to do. I can only speak it, and amen, and then he can only do what his Father, amen, he see his Father do, put it like that. Amen, praise God. So we are predestined for greatness. Amen, but it's going to be left up to us. Acts 10:41 said, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even unto us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Amen. We are witnesses. Amen. Praise God. To God. Praise God. For the things that he has purposed in our life. Praise God. And so we know by this, amen, it's not about, amen, us in essence, but it's about God. Amen. And if we adhere to the will of God and stop looking at, amen, who's looking at us and what they think about us, we can make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of God. Hallelujah. It's not who we are, but it's who Jesus is. I give God the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of God. Let us look with a positive attitude this morning and stop looking at the naysayers and all those that's going to tear you down, and just begin to tell God, yeah, God, I'm ready. I'll do what you tell me to do. I don't care. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not about me. It's about you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him glory this morning. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. Amen. Knowing that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we go about our day today, amen, let us understand that God got everything in control. Many are called, but few are chosen, and you are that chosen vessel, amen, to bring honor in the earth realm for God so that he might be glorified. Amen. Praise God. Jesus told the Father in John 17, he said, Father, amen, all of those that you have given me, I kept. Amen. Praise God. Now I'm asking you to keep them, Father. He also said, God, glorify thyself in me. We need God to glorify himself in us today. Amen. Praise God. Because we can make it.
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying that it was that I require of thee. There is more than I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more than I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my will.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's more that he require of us saints. Amen. He's calling you out of your dry place. Amen. In this world, amen, you profit nothing. Amen. There's no gain. But God said whatever is right, he'll pay it. Praise God. He's calling you out. Amen. Praise God. So that you can do his will. Amen. Praise God. He has predestinated you. Praise God. To become the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Praise God. There is no greater pleasure than to stand up and do his will. There's no greater pleasure than to please the Father. Amen. Praise God. If you truly love him, amen, you're going to be a blessing, amen, to him. Praise God. Many are called, but few are chosen. You're chosen to walk, amen, a walk that nobody has never walked. Nobody can fit your shoes. Nobody can do the things that God has chosen you to do. Praise God. So because of this, amen, I admonish you. I plead with you. I beg you, amen, stand in what God has given you. Father God, I ask you to go before them today. Make the crooked way straight. Amen. Praise God. You get the glory out of their lives. We bind up Lucifer. He is a defeated foe. We are called. Amen. Praise God. And praise God. We are going to do the will. Praise God. In Jesus' name.
and we can on one accord. Your presence fills the temple, everything we need and more.
Come after Jesus, he must take up his cross and follow him. Praise God. You got to follow Christ. Praise God. Many are called, but few are chosen. We as the body of Christ need to understand, amen, praise God, that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. But when we go to God, amen, and we begin to follow him, amen, then and only then will we see, amen, positive results. Amen, praise God. You want God's spirit to fall on you. You want God's manifestation, amen, of his glory to be seen in your life. I just want to give God the glory this morning, praise God, and ask him to move continually by his spirit. Elevate, amen, us. I speak Psalms 9 over us. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, knowing that God, amen, can do everything but fail. Oh, bless his name today. Praise God, bless his name. I give God the glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Praise your name, God. Praise your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. But what you're doing and what you're about to do, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Live in my heart. I need you here. something right now. And sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now, just you and him. It's just you and him, and it's you and him. And you can just tell him, Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful. Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here. I just know he knows about staying close. I know he knows.
I want you to stay alive.